Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard. I believe that destiny is not so unknowable. You know, so many people wonder how their life is going to turn out. Where am I going to end up? What will my ultimate legacy and contribution be in the world? Will I live a good life? Will I have success? Will I make it? Will I have the wealth and influence that I need to achieve the things I want to achieve and contribute the things that I want to contribute? But often when people ask those things and they say them from such a, almost like a disempowering place, as if they believe they have no hand in their destiny, as if it's all driven by just fate, as if it's all driven just by luck or blessings. And the truth is, it is driven by some of those things, but I think that most of our life and where we're gonna end up in our lives really comes down to three simple things. And that first thing is deciding who are we going to be. You know, we shouldn't hope to end up one day a magnificent, strong, beautiful, capable, kind, loving person. We should start living like that today, hopefully, so that we become that. That who we become is not an accident, but hopefully a purposeful intent. That our days and how we approach our days are literally driven by the intention of who we're going to bring. That we bring our character into each of the circumstances of our lives, and by doing that, maybe we can't always direct every circumstance of our life. We can't control everything. But we can certainly control our responses to them. We can certainly dictate who we're going to be in those circumstances. And that helps us achieve our ultimate destiny that we desire, not one that just lands on us. I think the other thing that really comes to people's into their power is when they really discover that, you know, each of our days is something that we can also design. Not just design who we're going to be, how are you going to design your day? What's this day going to be about? What's going to get your attention? What's going to get your focus? And what should not be getting your focus is just your inbox, or just what I call browser blackout, clicking around on all these blue links or images, or swiping here and swiping there, and then losing 4 or 5 hours of your day. Because what ends up happening for so many people is they lose 2 or 3 hours of distraction each day, maybe 4 hours of distraction of television a day. And over the course of their lives, now a decade is gone of opportunity, a decade of missed opportunities to connect with your family, to achieve your dreams, to work a little harder, to contribute that thing you always contribute, to learn that skill that you wanted to learn. Like, we have to decide on our days. We have to design them. We have to wake up and decide what this day is going to be about, what's going to get done, what's going to deserve our focus, who will we reach out to instead of just responding to everybody else's needs. We did this thing in High Performance Academy, the simple study, and we found that if you check your email in the first hour of your day, unless you're in customer service or your job is doing that every single day, if you check your email in the first hour of the day, you lose 30% productivity over the course of the week. Why? Because you're opening your day and you're opening your inbox and jumping into other people's agendas. The inbox is nothing but a convenient organizing system for other people's agendas. If you wake up in reaction to the world, you're always gonna be in reaction. You won't design your destiny, you'll just have one, and you may or may not like it. So first we have to decide who we're gonna be. Second, we have to design our days. And third, we have to deal with fate. You know, fate is a real thing. Things happen to us each day, and maybe they were destined, maybe you believe that or you don't, but maybe the reality is each day is always gonna bring the same sort of three recurring characters. And once you realize that, then life isn't so mysterious. It's just about how you respond to those same three recurring characters, because they show up in cycles and they show up throughout your life no matter what. Every single day, I mean, fate only bears three essential things on its shoulders, right? Every single day, what's gonna show up for us? Well, we know that at some point, fate is gonna introduce us to struggle and suffering. Things aren't going to go well. We're gonna have a bad day. We're going to have to go through things and times in our lives where we feel like we really are in a lot of pain and we have to suffer for a period of time. We might not know how long that period of time is going to be, but we do know that fate will introduce us to her. So if that's real, then maybe we should decide, as we become more mature beings, as we start trying to live a more consciously designed life, that we say, you know what? Struggle's gonna happen. Suffering's gonna come. When it comes, who am I going to be? And how, in those times, will it define and decide on what my day will be? Because those things happen to all of us. You know, I remember after a recent accident where I had a brain injury. I wrecked an ATV while I was racing with some friends on ATVs, and I ended up with a brain injury. And it was brutal. And it was a period of time in my life where I felt like I was suffering every day, physically. I'd broken my wrists and broken up my ribs and threw out my hip and had whiplash and had a lasting concussion that led to the need to get some help by a neuroscientist to help kind of recover. And in that process of healing and therapy, it was difficult. So I had to be more disciplined about who I was going to be and what my day was going to be about, what emotions I was going to bring to life, what habits I was going to form, where I was going to allow myself to go mentally. Could I go into that deep sort of that deep chasm of negativity and drown in my own sort of pools of pessimism? Or could I find something more to attach to? Could I find something to be enthusiastic about in the future, even if today sucked? That's our great challenge in dealing with the fate that brings us sometimes struggle and suffering. But fate also brings us gifts and blessings. And we ought to be really aware of those, and I think incredibly grateful and thankful for them. That I think that the more that we appreciate and experience the gifts and blessings of life with real joy and deep gratitude, I think fate says, hey, this gal over here, this guy over here, they like this. Let's give them a little more. You know, It's a recognition by the universe or God or the creator or the cosmos, whatever you vibe to, that says, yeah, this person appreciates what they've been given. And even if you don't believe in all that divine stuff, well then, hey, just maybe, you can take a look around and think about, who should I appreciate today? Who deserves a little bit more gratitude for the blessings and the gifts that they've brought into my life? Maybe you ought to just take stock and realize how lucky you are to be breathing, to be alive, to have the gifts, the opportunities, the joys, the strengths that you have, and maybe you can encourage the people around you to have that same sense. Because I think we also get to decide how we will deal with fate when it brings us the good things. And I think the last characters that fate continually brings into our life is love and loss. You know, we get to meet new people. There's 7 billion people on the planet. We get to connect with people. We ought to compliment them. We ought to feel connected with them. We ought to think about the people who we love, reach out to them, send them a letter, send them an email, call them, thank them, put our arm on the shoulder, appreciate them. I think that the gift that fate keeps bringing back to us of love as this recurring character in our life is one of our greatest gifts and blessings, if I can blur those lines a little bit. You know, that there's somebody in your life who's loved you, and there are people in your life who you love. How attentive and appreciative are you to those people? That's designing your destiny too, because at the end, you're going to wonder whether or not you really loved. So why not live your life each day by conscious design so that at the end, your movie looks like a love epic? And then there's also the reality of loss that, you know, several years ago, I had to deal with that. I lost my dad. And my dad was one of my great heroes and great friends. And I remember as I'm struggling through that, my whole family is struggling through that, from his diagnosis of acute myeloid leukemia to his death was 59 days. We lost him very quickly. Had no idea it was coming. And when that happens, you have to ask, how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to deal with loss? We're all going to lose something that we love. We're all going to lose somebody that we love. It's going to happen. It's just going to happen. None of us escape that fate. So when it happens, what will you bring to it? Where will your mind be? What will you focus on? I focused on appreciation, sheer joy and gratitude in my memory of my ability to carry on my father's torch, of my ability to carry on his message. You know, he was always saying the same things to us. So I'd sit down and I'd write them out and I'd think about what he said. You know, he was always saying, be yourself. Do your best. Be a good citizen. Be kind to others and respect them. Follow your dreams. You know, all these things he was always saying to us. I just write them down. I can just usually recollect them. And I choose to focus on his message, who he was as a man, what he brought into my life, what I might be able to bring into my family's life by honoring him, by modeling him. And I think that's the way you have to deal with things. You know, we're all going to lose someone, so just carry them on so it doesn't feel like such a loss. Carry on their message, carry on their spirit, carry on their teachings, carry on those things that made them alive and vibrant and joyous and loving. And then it's not such a hard fate to suffer through. It's not such a hard reality. It will always suck. I will always miss my dad. That I wish he was here, but he is here. And that's what brings me joy. Those are the things that I think that help us decide our destiny. What are you going to be about today? What's your day today going to be designed as? What are you going to focus on today, tomorrow, the next time that fate turns its head, either positively or negatively towards you? What are you going to do with it? That's the question of the consciously designed life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network.
my show Motivation with Brendan Burchard and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network, but we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com.
just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.